As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Rodney Pete.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete on AM570LASports. Later this hour, I don't know who was worse, who stunk worse, who had the worst night, and why. Lakers and Rams. We'll open it up and give you a chance to weigh in. But now weighing in is our good friend, the conscience of the LA Times, the top sports columnist in America, and a friend of ours. We welcome Bill Plaschke to the show. And Bill, good afternoon to you. And Bill apparently is whispering.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you now. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys. What a night last night. Here's my thing.
All right.
Here's my thing. LeBron James is walking through that door eventually for the Lakers. The Rams already had their LeBron James and Matthew Stafford. And, He's already there, and they're messing up like that. I think the Rams was much more disturbing, the loss.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree that the Rams was a disturbing loss, the way they got beat up in the last couple of weeks. But I just don't know, Bill. What do you think? I know you said LeBron's coming back through the door, but watching them, and I know we say, well, it's got work in progress. We've got to wait a month. We've got to wait a little while to see them. But they're not going to get younger, Bill. They're not going to get more athletic, and that's the way they're getting beat by younger athletic teams, that even teams that are less talented. They're running around the league.
No, I know. It looks terrible, and everybody thinks it's terrible, and I agree, but I just think – they weren't going to win without LeBron healthy anyway. So let's just wait and see. I just think it's a long season. Let's wait and see if they're still doing this and still having this trouble when he's playing 30 minutes a night. Then we'll see. I just think he affects everything. As we know, we said this a million times. He affects everything on the team. It's hard for me to rip them. And it's hard for me to rip. I mean, the person you would rip, I guess, would be Rob Pelinka for building a team that just doesn't fit.
Well, he didn't build the team, Bill.
LeBron did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, right.
Right.
So you rip him, right. You rip him, you rip Rich Paul, you rip all those guys. Right, I understand. But I just still think you have to wait till he comes back to make any sort of judgment on him. You just really do. I mean, he's the best player ever, and you have to just wait. Just wait and see. I'm not hopeful. I've been saying all along I thought they were going to implode, and I think they still will. And I think this is going to hurt Frank Vogel. I mean, I'm worried about Frank Vogel's job.
I would agree with you.
And he's a very good coach. He's a very good coach, but somebody's going to take the fall for this. But I just think you have to wait. I guess he's going to come back against Boston. You have to wait till he comes back. I just think until then, it's just hard to tell. It really is. And he's so much of the conscience and so much of the pulse of that team. It's just hard to tell.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, what we do know now, and when he comes back, what we do know is they're not going to win without him. Okay, they thought,
absolutely not.
We'll bring Russell Westbrook in, then we have two stars, so if one goes down, we've got another one, and we're good to go. That's not going to work. So now, right, I think we have confirmed that. Here's the second part of the concern I have. He's going to come back, but for how long? He has an abdominal strain this time. I mean, stuff is going to start happening, and everybody knew it was going to start happening. And there's no way to avoid it because he's played too many years and too many games. What if it happens again?
Yeah, and I've been really disappointed. You know, I've been disappointed in more than anything is Anthony Davis, because we knew who Russell Westbrook was. We knew what he was. We knew he was going to blow this thing up. But Anthony Davis, I mean, he has one great game and one terrible. I mean, he had that great game the other night against San Antonio, and he didn't show up against Minnesota. I mean, what's up with him? See, that's the big player personnel issue is. Everyone counted on him to take the torch from LeBron. He's not doing it. He can't do it. He won't do it. He doesn't have the right stuff to do it. That's the overreaching 10,000 feet issue, I think. I don't think anybody's talking about it. Is if Anthony Davis was who we thought he was supposed to be, it wouldn't be this bad. But he's just there one night, not there the next.
Yeah, and it's to his defense a little bit, though, Bill, it's hard when LeBron is out and the guy they brought in to be that other guy is not posing that much of a threat, meaning Russ is not posing that much of a threat. So it's all – I mean, they're triple-teaming Anthony Davis last night, and really nobody's making them pay for it as much as they should be when LeBron is out of the game.
Yeah, that's true, too, but he should be able to take on more of the load. By the way, Russell Westbrook is even worse than I thought he was, right? He's pretty bad.
No, well, no. I mean, no. I can't admit that. I can say this. He's a very exciting guy, and if he was playing by himself against five guys, it'd be fun to watch him. The problem his game just does not really mesh with anybody else's. That's the problem here.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's what I mean by bad. He throws up terrible shots at the buzzer and makes terrible turnovers. And, yeah, he's all over the place.
But that's how he's always played.
And that's how he's always played. And it just doesn't work. It hasn't worked anywhere else. And I don't know why anybody thought it would work here. But I still think you have to wait. I have done giving up on LeBron until LeBron is actually out and down. You know what I mean? I'm done giving up on thinking he can make this team a champion. Because every time I said he can't, he does.
Yeah.
So, we have to, I'm telling you, you just have to wait on this LeBron. You just have to wait on it.
All right, let me ask you this. Looking into the future, because we looked it up earlier, he's up after next year. Okay, he's got this year and next year. All right? And let's say this is what it is. You know, he plays when he plays. He's hurt when he's hurt. Anthony Davis and Westbrook are what they are. Do you re-sign LeBron again?
Hell no. Excuse my language. No way. I mean, absolutely not. You don't get him. He hasn't earned a Kobe contract. That's it. You'd be giving him a Kobe or a Kershaw contract. He hasn't earned that. He hasn't been here long enough. No.
I agree with you.
You know, and I think you all, something you mentioned too before, you both of you guys have talked about this. I think it's interesting. I think, in looking at our metrics for our newspaper, as we discussed on the show before, the Dodgers have passed the Lakers as being the most popular team in town. I mean, that has become almost official now. I think it's because LeBron he's never been part of this city. Even though he won a championship, he won in the bubble, and I think people they don't relate to him, they don't relate to AD, they think they're out. I think the Lakers are a bunch of outsiders, but they have fallen in popularity according to our metrics. The Dodgers are huge, and you know who's huge? You know who the hottest team right now among LA fans is, and this is all LA fans. And that's UCLA basketball.
Yeah,
people going crazy for the Bruins.
Yeah, It's a what have you done for me lately kind of thing. Who's hot right now, yeah. Bill? And speaking of who's hot and who's not, you mentioned the Rams. Is there concern with the Rams now? That back-to-back weeks, not only do they lose, Bill, but they get beat up. They get out physical in both those losses. And we're talking about a team. Okay, they're wide open and exciting to watch offensively, but they for the last 3-4 years have been the best defense in the league, and they've been manhandled by two teams now.
I just keep thinking of that play, that Simmons guy from the Titans. Remember that play?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bull rush. Yeah.
The bull rush. I mean, since when did the interior defensive play become the highlight of the season for them? That's the Rams. They're getting pushed around. They're getting bullied.
Yeah.
They're getting bruised and people have figured it out. You keep Stafford off the field. You hit him in the mouth. You put it down their throats, and they don't respond. And I'll say this. And when I wrote when they signed Beckham, I wrote it was a terrible sign. I thought it'd be a distraction. Obviously, I wrote that before Robert Woods was hurt. So I may not have been as strong, but I still believe Beckham adds. I think he adds a distraction. I think he distracted him last night. I know he only was targeted three times, but Stafford just felt like he had to give him the ball early down that deep pass for the interception. I just think they're adding all these pieces, and they're not paying attention to the chemistry. And I don't think the chemistry is getting good in there. I mean, of course, Rodney, you know this better than anybody, but, I mean, the chemistry comes, you can see it on the field and the way they play together, and they don't play together.
Yeah, I think not only them, they knew how big a piece he was, but I think that nobody really knew until they had to play a game without Robert Woods and how much he did for that team. Little things that he did for that team. I think they realized that last night. But I don't know. I gotta give it a few months, a few weeks with OBJ. I think he's at a crossroads in his career that he understands that this may be his last shot. And I do believe he's in really the perfect and maybe the only situation that could resurrect his career and the way the Rams play offense. So this is a perfect time for them to have a bye. But I think the fact that Robert Woods is gone, he's going to have a bigger impact on this team, and I think it's going to be all right, Bill.
See, I don't know. What do you think, Fred? What have you been saying about all this?
Well, what I think is, yeah, they look bad two games in a row. To me, that's concerning, and they got manhandled two games in a row. To me, that is also concerning, and I thought that Sean McVay got outcoached two games in a row.
Absolutely.
And that's also concerning, but now you've got the bye. You can catch your breath. Everybody take a step back, look at what you're doing, and then we'll find out what they're about against Green Bay. I don't think they're done. I don't think there's cause for panic, but I think there's cause for concern. And I mentioned this to Rodney earlier, Bill. The defense, the Rams defense early in the year, they're giving like 25, 30 points a game. And you think, well, maybe that's the new NFL, and if you hold somebody to that, you're going to win. And maybe not. Maybe the defense just isn't as good this year as it was last year.
I think they miss Brandon Staley. I think they miss the coordinator. They don't seem to be as together. The schemes don't seem to be right. What's Jalen Ramsey doing all over the field? He should be guarding the best. Should he be guarding their best receiver? Playing their best receiver every time? He's all over the field. They're trying to have him do too much. Yeah, I think this all-star defense is getting its face kicked in, and I think that's a definite concern. I think these concerns are real.
All right, you mentioned the legacy contract that LeBron does not deserve. Agreed here, so we're in agreement there. What about Clayton Kershaw? What? Why are you booing?
Because I think.
Why are you booing?
Because I
you think LeBron should deserve a contract?
No,
absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
Oh my God!
Oh, come
on. If they don't win and this continues,
100%.
Under what circumstances? How do you defend that, Roger? How do you say that?
100%. He should.
Why?
Because a diminishing LeBron is still better than 85% of the league and what he'll bring out of other people that come here. Absolutely, you should.
Well, what's he brought out of other people?
A championship.
Russell.
A championship out of Rondo and Dwight Howard.
Good. And
if
now
you forgot.
And now he's brought DeAndre.
Just a year and a half ago, Fred.
That was a year and a half ago. I'm talking about
a year and a half ago. Yeah. Old news.
Yes.
Right. And I mean, what's he brought? He's brought a bunch of guys together.
I'll reserve my my true comments until LeBron comes back this season, and then let me decide. Because I don't want to hear you change your – so you're going to change your tune? If he comes back, like Bill mentioned, I want to see LeBron fully play and integrate with everybody and see how it works. If he does that and they go deep into play, are you going to say the same thing, Fred?
No, what did I say earlier, Rodney? I said, well, it could work. We'll see. So I'm kind of
– Rodney, I'm going to ask you one thing, Rodney. Have you ever been on a yacht with LeBron in the GNC? Are you his yacht buddy?
No.
I know who your yacht buddy's with.
Yeah. I got only one yacht buddy.
All right, Bill.
Okay.
On the topic of legacy contracts, what do you do with Kershaw?
I think it's in this day and age, the way this town reacted to Kobe, I think you got to bring him back. I think you got to give him a 2-year deal. And build a statue for me and have him in his career here. I mean, he's not going to be your ace or number two guy. He'll be a number three starter, but he was fine when he was healthy. And he may not be healthy very much. I don't know, guys. I think you got to do it. I think you got to bring him back.
I think you have to try to bring him back.
Yeah, that's a question.
Where does it land?
Well, yeah.
He be sympathetic and give a hometown discount?
Probably not. But they gave Kobe. Remember what they gave Kobe?
And that was a mistake. Well, you know what?
$48 million.
And that
$48 million.
And that hamstrung him.
But it worked. But forever, it'll be remembered as the right thing to do. You have to agree with that.
You don't think that last? But you don't think they gave Kershaw his goodbye tour on the last deal?
No. I think he gets one more. I think again, for all that Kobe hamstrung him, that last game made it all worth it. The fact that he was a Laker for life made it all worth it. I think I'd like to see Kershaw be a Dodger for life, and I think it's going to cost a little bit. But I think it's a price. That's the price of doing business. That's the price of maintaining your connection with the community. That's the price of being a legacy team. I just think it's going to be. I'll never forget when Kobe signed that deal. When they signed that deal, I went crazy and ripped it. Said, how can you give him this money? He can't even walk, remember? Couldn't even walk when he gave him that contract. But I saw what it did for the town and for him and for the team. And I think the same thing with Kershaw. It's gonna be people may be outraged at the money, but I think you gotta bring him back. I think you have to bring him back.
Before we let you go, you've written a new book, is this correct?
Yes, Paradise Found. About the 2019 Paradise High School Bobcat football team, the team that resurrected the town after it was decimated by fire in November 2018. Yes, the book's out. You can buy it anywhere. It's an inspirational read. I'm honored to write it. I don't believe I had the time. I don't know how I found the time to write it, but I did, and I'm very proud of it. It's very proud of the kids. They had an incredible season. Kids who had lost everything in the fire. The entire team lost everything, their homes.
Yeah. And the coach came back, right, Bill? The coach came back. The coach, he was going to retire,
the
too,
coach,
right?
The coach was going to retire. He came back. Their first spring practice, they didn't even have a football. They got out on the field and they realized they didn't even have a football because all the footballs are burned up. So it's their comeback story. It's really they're going to make a movie out of it. So it's pretty cool.
How did you find the time to write this? And I'm being dead serious.
I wanted to challenge them. Well, it's the same thing you guys do. Like, both you guys don't need to be on the radio and doing the great job like you're doing now, but you both want to challenge yourself at this point in your careers and try something different and try something special and try to. So I just got inspired by that. You know, I want to get outside my comfort zone. So I wrote it at 6 in the morning and at midnight.
Wow.
You know, did that sort of thing. But the same
did you say they're already going to make a movie about it, Bill?
Well, they say you guys know how that works. It's been optioned for a movie. The script is done. They're looking for a director. But you know, you don't trust it till you actually walk on the set. So, but I can say that it's in the works, yes.
That's pretty cool. You ever had a book or anything you've written turned into a movie before?
No. I've been in a movie before. I co-starred alongside Will Smith and Ali. I had 5 lines.
Okay, Bill, do you remember your lines? I want to hear it.
I was in a press conference and I was yelling at Will Smith, "You said you were going to meet with Malcolm X and then you went home. What happened?" That's That's where my line.
And you were nominated for that, right?
No, you know what? Will Smith, at the rap party, Will Smith came up to me and said, I stole the show. I stole the scene. And he had no idea who I was. He was just being nice.
All right. Well, Bill, thanks for coming on. Love the insight. Appreciate the time. And good luck with this book, man. It's great.
You guys are great. And I encourage everybody to go buy the book. It's an inspirational read. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Rodney.
See you, Bill.
Thank you.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
Honestly, when he writes something, it literally turns to gold.
Yeah.
He's great. That good.
Yeah. It's great that he found that and just got inspired about it and wrote the book.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to be outside of our comfort zone as he... All right. Who was worse last night and why? You heard what Bill thought. Rodney and I talked about it. Got the Lakers getting destroyed by the Bulls and the Rams being pummeled by the 49ers. 866-987-2570. Let's open the phone lines and hear from you.
Now, your chance to put $1,000 in your pocket. Text the nationwide keyword BAG to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's BAG to 200-200. Good luck.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Rams and Lakers, both were hammered last night.
Oh, yeah.
So who's the winner of the worst? Felipe and Whittier, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
The Lakers, simple. Caruso came in, Lonzo came in, they beat the Lakers, their former team. AD over here talking like it's over, this is not a championship team. The Lakers got it worse. Simple.
Yeah, now, what Bill Plaschke said, but do you have to reserve judgment overall on the Lakers until LeBron gets back? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. Okay. Although I do find something interesting. You know, Rodney brought up in the first segment, the Lakers look slow and they can't keep up with anybody on the perimeter. Boy, sure be nice to have somebody like Alex Caruso on the roster, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back into my hole now.
Anthony in L.A. Go ahead. Let Anthony go. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to come on your radio station. Plain and simple, man. My Rams. I mean, I went to bed mad. I was at work mad. I'm driving into work today mad. It doesn't make any sense. They're a hell of a football team. I believe in those guys. I might even have to write a letter to McVay. You got to make adjustments. Plain and simple. Those guys, we should have wiped the floor with them. As poor as they played the weeks before, it doesn't make sense. And they know that they're a better team than those 49ers. They know it. And all us Rams fans know it.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call. I'm sure Sean is looking forward to the letter from Anthony.
Anthony's going to let him know how he feels. Well, I know. It's frustrating, right?
Yeah, well,
like 49ers, they couldn't beat anybody.
Yeah,
and you go up there and lay an egg on Monday night.
And maybe if Anthony wrote that letter the way he was explaining it to us, it would seep in. Because I thought he did a very good job of laying it out.
Yes.
All right. Steven in Riverside, go ahead.
It's the Lakers for sure. I mean, even last year when we kept looking at the Lakers, wait till they get healthy. Well, just looking at this team, you can tell it's not going to work as constructed.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, Steven, and appreciate the call. Time will tell if it's going to work as constructed. But Rodney, your point in the first segment of the show made all the sense in the world. And maybe we were kidding around with it earlier with the AARP and these guys are long in the tooth. But when you actually watch them,
yeah,
there's not a lot of speed out there.
Yeah. And I don't know how you fix that. I mean, you can fix their, you know, their schemes and, you know, who plays what and just the lineups, but I don't know how you fix that when you know, younger, more athletic squads come to town, how they keep up with them, how they match up with them. Because you can maybe have one or two match up, but when they put four athletic younger guys on the court, it's difficult for the Lakers.
And can you explain to me what DeAndre Jordan is doing or not doing? And why is he even there? And we like DeAndre.
Yeah.
Why did DeAndre? Yeah, why did he get signed? What does he do? They can't even play him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not the same DeAndre, obviously. He's gotten older and doesn't have the same spring in his step and not the rim protector. Maybe they, you know, that obviously thought he was going to be that rim protector that he once was, and he's not quite that. To maybe replace, you know, JaVale McGee when during that championship run, but he's not quite that yet.
Jim,
will he be?
Jim in San Diego, go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing? All right. The one that's the worst for me, without a doubt, is the Lakers. I'm a little bit concerned about LeBron. I think LeBron is more interested in Bronny the Sun, Bron the movie company, than he is in LeBron the basketball player. And I'm kind of worried if he has another injury this year, we might have to get another rocking chair for a Laker player here.
Jim, thanks for the call. I don't think he's focused, really. And I said this when he came to town. I don't think his focus is not on the game now. I do think he's focused on basketball. And if he wants to be focused on his son, that's great. That's his son. But I just think, you know, already missing these games, you know, when he goes back on the court to play and things somewhat become normal, every game you're going to cross your fingers and hope he doesn't get hurt now. I mean, I think we're getting to that point every game. And if he gets hurt again for a prolonged period of time, they're in big trouble. You know, if he...
Oh, they can't win. They can't go... I don't, you know, forget winning a title. It's about making the playoffs if he gets hurt for another extended period of time, considering how, you know, competitive the West is.
Yeah. And then what do you do? I mean, this is what you got. You got them all again next year too. Could be the same story. That's why I said, when they did all of this, Rodney, they got to win now. This is it. I mean, right now. They've got to win this year. If they don't win this year, this is a dismal failure. This entire plan. They still can win, and then it will be a success. And I guess that's what the definition of going for it is. But they've got to win this year. If they don't win this year, they're done. I can't see them moving Russell Westbrook's deal. And Kevin points out he's going to opt in. Who wouldn't for $47 million? Who's going to take that off your hands? Nobody?
No.
So you got the same trio back again that didn't work this year. Let's go, Vachi. Vachi in Glendale. Go ahead.
Yeah, fellas, pleasure talking to you guys. Longtime fan. I was at the game yesterday. To be honest with you, any way we can move Davis, I'm okay with that. I'm a longtime Laker fan, too. That's what I saw. No energy.
So you want to move Anthony Davis, huh?
If I could, I would. We should have gone DeRozan when we had a chance. That was a big, oh, my God. He stood out so much last night. There's more Bull fans, I heard, than Laker fans, and I was right there in the middle. I don't know,
thanks for your call.
We need to fix this quick.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, he suggested we move in Anthony Davis, Fred. Anthony Davis has seen his best days.
He wants to move Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
No, we're not. That's not going to happen. Kevin in Simi Valley, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that LeBron has earned the right. He's earned the right to be a GM. He's earned the right to be the GOAT. He's earned the right to sit down on his butt when he's injured. And even when he was winning and winning and winning, he still got criticized. Even when he was doing a school for kids in Akron, he still got criticized. So he has earned the right to do whatever the hell he wants. And as he goes, so go the Lakers. Anthony Davis is what it is, but LeBron is the man, and I back him every time.
Okay, and LeBron is the man, and you back him every time. And what if the Lakers don't win again? And what if they're sitting here?
If they don't win again,
yep.
He has earned the right to not win because he brought a championship to this city. So that alone justifies the LeBron experiment or whatever you want to call it.
Boom, Fred. LeBron. Pick that and you.
So Kevin,
pick that and smoke it, Fred.
All right. So what you're saying is, if they don't win for the next 3 years because he won one title, the next 3 years nobody should go to the games. Correct? They shouldn't expect to win.
No, that's not what he said. He didn't say no one should go to the games. What are you talking about, Fred?
I'm saying I trust in LeBron. In LeBron, I trust.
Okay.
And I'll print that on my dollar bill.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate it. All right.
After not winning, the Lakers been in dismal situations since, you know, even before Kobe retired. And LeBron comes and gives you a title. After not having one in how long? 12 years, whatever it was?
Yep.
You know, he doesn't get the right to finish it out here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Check it. Okay.
You got a title.
You not happy with it? Got to win it this year?
You got a title. No, I'm
saying.
Got to
win it this year?
You got to win it this year because you put together this team, and if it doesn't win this year.
What if you don't win it? You just won it 2 years ago. He brought you a title that you didn't have for 10 years.
So don't worry. So wait another 10.
Organization was crazy.
Right. So wait another 10.
You're still in the conversation.
Wait another. Yeah. If he's healthy. I'm saying.
And again, to Kevin's point, if they beat Phoenix, if AD doesn't go down.
I agree with you. But the point is.
That had nothing to do with LeBron.
Yeah, but the point is. LeBron did
have something to do with LeBron.
LeBron missed games last year.
But that's the playoffs. Did that have anything to do with LeBron?
No.
Okay.
But LeBron wasn't at full strength either.
Move on.
He wasn't at full strength either. What I'm saying is he got a title to the L.A. great. That's the argument. Well, will he go down as one of the great Lakers of all time? One of the greatest of all time? No. He hadn't been here long enough. He brought him a title. He's a great player, but not one of the greatest Lakers. And if they don't win this year, it's only going to get worse. He's going to be older. Westbrook's going to be sitting there. AD will be AD, and then you don't win next year. And then you go, okay, you know what? He deserves more. Let's give him another 2 years.
Yes.
Give him another 2 years. Do you think they're going to win then, when he's even older? I'm saying
yes.
He did what he did. He did what he did, and we have to appreciate that. But you got to be realistic here. All right. Ruben in Valencia thinks the Rams were worse than the Lakers. Go ahead, Ruben.
Yeah, I think the Rams, with the moves that they made, I don't know if it might have messed up their chemistry, because it's just, I don't think there was anything wrong with them. They looked fine. They looked great. And then all of a sudden they make these moves, and it's like, wow. And then they got that beatdown yesterday.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Ruben. Yeah, well, how much do moves like that affect chemistry, Rodney?
Well, you never know until they do. I mean, you don't go into it and say, oh, we're going to sign OBJ and he's going to mess up our chemistry. We think he's going to make it. No, you're in the mindset that he's going to help you and aid your team in an area of need. It was, you know, at the time, it was, did they need him? No, they didn't really need him. But as we talked about often, they're all in to win it now. And why not? And it was cheap. It wasn't like they had to go spend a whole lot of money on Odell Beckham. They got him for cheap, and why not? And so, yeah, and now they actually do need him. But, yeah, you don't. That's the one thing you can't write down on paper or really know until you know, and that is chemistry and how it's going to all fit together. And we will see in the coming weeks the rest of the season if it does come together.
Okay, let's go Casey in L.A. Go ahead, Casey.
No, it was the Lakers, man. That was a head bashing. In fact, there's blood and brains all over Staples Center still. This team has more holes than a slice of Swiss cheese. I don't care when LeBron comes back, and he does come back. There's no way this team could win a championship the way they're constructed. They don't complement each other. They can't defend. They are so old. I think they were around when Jesus was walking the earth. This is a poorly constructed roster. Unless you got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, and James Worthy coming out of retirement in their prime anytime soon, as they say, the Italians say, forget about it.
Thanks, Casey. I think his description of what happened at Staples Center last night was a bit too vivid.
A little bit.
That certainly painted a word picture. Okay, we'll wrap it up with Jim in Mission Viejo. Go ahead, Jim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Rodney, fight on.
Fight on.
It was the Rams. It was the Rams. A couple things. First off, if we scheme a good game plan, chances are we win. The problem that we have with the Rams is McVay, if his game plan isn't working, he is unable to make in-game adjustments. I would have them go out and find some coach that's got a lot of experience, because it seems like his staff is young, and get somebody as an advisor, air quotes, to help him the rest of the season with in-game adjustments. Second thing is if Stafford doesn't do it for the Rams, this is on McVay, because he said he needed him, and he's doing what Jared Goff was doing last year. So these couple last games are solely on the coach, I believe. Thanks.
Jim, thanks for the call. I just say slow your roll on the Rams. Give them a week now on this this bye week. Try to get things figured out. Slow your roll.
Yeah, but he has a point on their losses. You know, you think about Arizona, you think about Tennessee, and last night. And you even go back to the Super Bowl, Fred.
Yeah.
That the in-game adjustments, when you find out a team is kind of, this is what we're going to do against you, and Belichick did that, they changed up their game plan against the Rams and did something totally different that they hadn't done all season long in the Super Bowl, but the Rams failed to adjust to it and could not adjust to it. And that was similar to last night. I mean, both on both sides of the ball. I mean, it was clear that San Francisco was coming out to run the football down the Rams' throat, and the Rams did not do anything to really adjust to it.
Rogan and Rodney, AM 570, LA Sports.
All right, we're going to shout out a former Trojan. We're going to shout out a former Trojan coming up, Rodney.
I don't know what that means.
Daddy.
Maybe you're heading out of town.
I need to get the hell out of here.
Never truly away from Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Rogan and Rodney, and Petros and Money.
Together.
Just go to AM 570 LA Sports on the iHeartRadio app. Listen to live shows, podcasts, and catch up on anything you missed.
Best friends forever.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
If you're injured in a car, motorcycle, bicycle accident, or a slip and fall, the insurance company will immediately put the full court press on to challenge you and try to limit your compensation.
And Rodney, that's why our buddy Jacob and his team are available 24/7.
That's right, Fred.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You have to acknowledge a former Trojan. I know it puts a smile on your face.
No, it doesn't. Not in this category.
That's sad. It's unfortunate, but we do have to acknowledge him. Evan Mobley.
Really? Yeah.
Of the Cavaliers.
He's having a great young season.
He really is.
On it, Fred.
No, he's having a great year.
Yes.
Except for last night when he went 0-for-11 from the field. Scored 1 point in the loss to Boston. Cavs, though, do look pretty good. They're 9-6. Again, your sad sack of the day, Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Pick it on my man.
I will say I feel even worse about it now, finding out that he's out 2 to 4 weeks with an elbow injury. So,
see?
Kevin. Fred,
grabbing some
that's
salt.
Why he struggled.
Kevin.
Yes, Fred.
Wow. Picking on a guy when he's down.
In my defense, that was just announced like 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? he's not as sad a sack.
Exactly.
And Rodney, I wanted to ask you something. You know, it is rivalry week, USC and UCLA. I've not heard a lot of buzz about it this year, honestly. Have you?
There's another jab. You did it when Plaschke was on. Now you're
being dead serious now.
Jesus criminy, Fred.
I know Jackson.
Pick up as the weeks goes on. But yeah, no, there's not a whole lot of buzz, Fred. You got USC who fired their coach earlier in the season and struggling this year. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of excitement around USC football these days. UCLA, who started off hot, you know, it's kind of been middle of the road a little bit, you know, although they are puffing out their chest a little bit about this game. Whenever they feel like they got an edge, they kind of come out of hiding, start talking a lot, Fred, right now. But it's still a big game. It's still bragging rights. Maybe not the impact, you know, in terms of who wins that it should have and has had in the past. But it's still within the community. You still got a lot of buzz, and you still care about it and want to beat the Bruins. And as Jacob and Ronnie said, he will be there as a proud Trojan, and I will be there, Fred, as a proud Trojan. So stick that in your stocking.
Jackson Dart will start for USC.
Yes. First start.
It'd be a good opportunity for him to get on the big stage here.
Get on the big stage, launch his career, because it's very clear he'll be the quarterback next year. And going forward, hopefully he can have a big win to kind of catapult his career. As a freshman, Fred, you know, that was actually my second start, my freshman year against UCLA, and we won. So good luck, Jackson.
You know what? Later this week, you've got to tell the story, and I know you tell it because I ask you to tell it every year, about that final game and when you were in the hospital and you had the measles and people were trying to figure out where you were. That's really one of the great stories in Los Angeles sports history.
No, absolutely. I will tell it. It does come up every year, and people still, to this day, still think I was faking that, Fred.
You weren't faking.
No, I was not faking.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
Spirituality, that's what we need. We need to come together. We have to be one as people. The man that will provide that spirituality will join us next.
AM 570 LA Sports.
14 years ago, we began a tradition of raising money to help those